The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Being here, that's key to everything. You want a great life, it's about being where you are, not worrying about what isn't, but being with what is.
And one of the biggest challenges in life, I believe, is parenting.
So today's program is about a transformational approach to parenting.
So welcome to the show, and it doesn't really matter if you are a parent or not. You actually have people in your life, I'm certain.
That act like children.
So this actually applies, but in for sure, for those of you who are parents or who are interested in being parents or actually have, you know, nieces and nephews, people in your life that you want to be a part of their life and take care of, we're going to be talking today about a transformational approach to parenting. Now, of course, one of the things that is key in parenting
is listening.
So we'll start again with our favorite subject.
Did we say we finish each other's sentences?
We didn't. It's probably a good idea to remind everyone in case
somebody's calling it, listening in for the first time. They don't.
They're like, what?
They think we're cutting each other off.
We're not listening to each other.
We think on the same wavelength, however.
So we like to dovetail, and it's our style.
Right. So we're going to talk about listening, because most of us listen to our thoughts about what people say, or listen to our thoughts about whether we like, dislike, agree, disagree with what somebody says, but we rarely listen to what they say to hear it from their point of view.
And with your kids, you're often going somewhere. You're thinking about creating meals or getting lunchboxes packed or
getting them to school
or whatever is on your personal agenda or their agenda. So when they're speaking to you, and particularly if they're in the why stage, why is this and why is that, and they're talking over and over with endless questions, it's a challenge to listen. So today, let's slow down to being here.
You know, we're not trying to get anywhere with this program. We're not trying to get you anywhere. Actually, what might happen if you listen is you'll get into the current moment of your life. And that is a place where transformation actually instantaneously happens by your actually getting into the current moment of your life. Because we're so driven by our agendas and our forward-thinking minds to get to what we think we need to do out there in the future that we really neglect the current moment of our lives.
And as you know, life flies by really fast, and you'll blink and suddenly your kids will be out of high school and in college or away from home. If you really want to have the experience of this incredible journey that you're on with parenting, you really need to slow down to being here. And again, on this show, listening is key.
Well, if nothing else, if you actually listened to your children or anybody else you interact with, the quality of your life would transform, and so would your relationship with those people.
You know, there are three basic principles.
Children are people.
They are people.
They are people.
There are three basic principles to instantaneous transformation. And if we're talking about a transformational approach to parenting, it's always a good idea to back up and look at the principles, because if you're having challenges with your kids, there's a high likelihood that you're stuck in one place or another. So let's look at the basics.
Or there's the high likelihood that you're normal.
Well, that's true, too. But, you know, on a day-to-day basis, you may as well...
You may have peaks of problems as opposed to valleys.
True, indeed.
So, first principle of instantaneous transformation, anything you resist, disagree with, don't like, wish were different, will persist, will grow stronger, and will, in fact, dominate your thoughts and your life. That's the first principle.
So if there's something about your kids or your kids' behavior that you're not enjoying right now, and if you resist it being that way, you will actually support it and continuing.
Strengthen it. The second principle is the way things are showing up in the current moment of your life, you know, right now, this moment can only be exactly as it is. So it can't be different than it is, which is hard for most of us to get because we want it to be different than it is. But if you want it to be different than it is, that's the first principle. Then you're disagreeing with the way life is showing up. And if it's your relationship with your kids and it's not what you prefer, then your preference to have it be different than it is will keep it stuck the way it's been happening. So that's the second principle.
Now, the third principle, by the way, before I say the third principle, this is not us saying live with it if your parent, your kids are acting up. We're talking about a transformational approach to dissolving things that aren't working for you.
Right. Now, if you actually see the way it's showing up in your life, your experience in this moment, without judging what you see, without trying to change it or fix it, but just see it, that is enough for it to transform in an instant. It doesn't have to happen over time. It doesn't happen over time because change happens over time. Transformation happens in an instant.
Okay, so those are the three principles. And
we'll go over them again. What you resist persists. Life shows up exactly as it's showing up and can't be any different than that in each moment, in this moment. And the third principle is anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. So if it shows up the way it is in this moment and you allow it to be that way without judging it, without trying to get rid of it, without trying to change it in any way, but allowing it to be the way it is, it will complete itself in that instant. And this is a radical idea. See, we've all been raised in a doing, forward-going reality. And so we have the idea that if you see something, you got to do something about it to change it. And with transformation, there's nothing that you need to do. What you need to do is see it, be with it without judging it, and that will allow it to transform.
Now, when Shia says that, he's not implying that there aren't sometimes actions to take, because sometimes there are, but we are stressing and underlying the non-judgmental seeing what is.
And the not trying to do something to change or fix it, but to allow yourself to actually be with the circumstances and situations of your life in the current moment of your life.
Now, I'll give you an example of the three principles and a practical example of a parent that we worked with not too long ago. A lovely gal named Sandy was telling us about how her daughter was failing, and I believe it was math that she was failing, and although she wasn't doing well in a lot of her different subjects. And Sandy was extremely frustrated, and she and her daughter had been fighting about it. The daughter had a lot of attitudes, you know the thing, slamming doors and loud music and just not
teenager.
Teenagerness. And Sandy, we had a short, brief conversation with Sandy, and she caught the three principles. And she caught that discipline needs to be like gravity, where you don't add the attitude back in, even if your kids are adding attitude to you.
Now, attitude could be anger, resentment, annoyance. See, gravity is not annoyed when it pulls you over. Gravity is the greatest teacher because gravity is a constant. And when you were a toddler learning to walk, it didn't say, oh, isn't she or he sweet today? I'm not going to pull him over when he goes off balance.
It just pulled you over, but it also didn't get irritated with you for falling off balance yet again.
And it didn't say, look, you stupid child, you fell off balance, and I'm pulling you down, and I'm punishing you for it. It didn't do that either.
It was neutral. It was a neutral consequence that followed an action.
Right. A consecutive sequence of events called you fall on your bun.
So Sandy caught this. And she realized, mutually looking at it, that her daughter not doing well in school was not okay, and that there needed to be consequences for lack of action, like lack of studying, lack of good grades. So she actually had a conversation with her daughter and laid out, well, if you do not come home with good grades, you will not be socializing with your friends this weekend. You will not have cell phone privileges, etc. And her daughter tested her. But when she was consistent, not like, hey, I'm mad at you, but like, nope, you don't get to go out this weekend, her daughter actually started to get excited about the prospect of doing well in school. And she is doing well in school now. But it really took the three principles, not resisting the way it was, recognizing that this is how it was going, and the third principle is seeing it without judging it. It left Sandy free to create a structure that supported her child, who is now a young lady, in being able to work well as opposed to having to act out. And I see that as so useful, because a lot of you underestimate the stress that having a child and child rearing.
Well, you know, here's the thing about children. They're born and they're assigned a slave or two.
Yeah, one or two of the parents.
Right. And if they have siblings, three or four. So they have these people that are at their beck and call. And as we grow up, we expect to have our slaves do what we want. And we develop strategies, life strategies, to get them to do what we want, like getting upset and being sad and being angry. And those things that get our parents' attention, especially when our parents are busy trying to earn a living, trying to take care of the household chores, and we want attention. So as children, we develop these life strategies that go forward in time and end up being less than optimal for adults to use, but yet we still have them. Our approach, by the way, is not psychological, it's anthropological. And we want you to ponder that going into the break.
We'll be coming back after the break, and you're welcome to call in if you have questions. The number is 866-472-5794. Come on back and don't miss being here.
Online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
You know, we were talking about parenting on the break, and one of the things that occurs to us is, like, from time to time you might find that one of your children, or in the case if you're an employer and you have people who are relating to you as a boss, any incompletions with their parents will be visited upon you.
Right.
And you may find that you get irritated with one of your children or quote children. It's an important time to look and see how they may be upset, how they may have gotten off balance, how something at school or at work or a person who said something unkind may have knocked them off center, and then they're picking on themselves, and they invite you to pick on them as well.
They not only invite you, they request you to pick on them. It's more like a request. They do things so that you start punishing them the same way they're punishing themselves.
So when you find yourself irritated, you just may find it's an instantaneous thing. But if you can catch that it could be a call for help, you're going to be way ahead of the game, and you won't be acting out yourself in ways that you kick on yourself later for.
Now, I said just before the break that our approach is anthropological. It's not psychotherapeutic. It's not problem-solution-oriented. It's an anthropological way of looking at life, and an anthropologist is someone who studies cultures, whether they be corporate cultures or Aboriginal cultures. It could even be a culture of one, like yourself, and how you mechanically operate into life. And if you see it in a non-judgmental way, which is the way an anthropologist views cultures, they don't find fault with what they're seeing, they just notate what they're seeing. If you actually start to see your life from a neutral point of view, you'll discover things that will free you from the mechanics and the upsets of life.
So it's not about looking at your dysfunctional family background or your good family background or bad.
Or blaming anybody for how you are.
It's about looking to see how it's put together.
Yeah, you see, you were born into an ongoing culture, and very rare, if ever, do we look to notice the culture we're born into as the foundation and bedrock of how we live our lives, because it does determine it.
Now, mind you, your family is your touchstone for reality. So you may see things that your parents did that weren't optimal or things that you disagreed with, and you may now have vowed to do it differently and better.
Well, you see, the thing is this. When you're a child, you definitely disagreed with how your parents disciplined you or told you what to do, and you said to yourself, as a child, I'll never do that with my children.
I have seen, and Shia have seen, that people who have the most challenges with their children are almost always people who have vowed to do it better than their parents.
And you see, when you vowed to do it better than your parents, you are really a child. But that decision has come forward over time, and now it activates itself, because it's as though you set a time bomb in there, and when you reach a certain time in your life, like when you have a child, suddenly that decision kicks in and starts determining how it is that you function. And what's interesting is, if you said you'd never say that to your children, you catch yourself now saying the exact things you said you wouldn't say.
Because what you resist, you turn into.
Exactly.
What you resist, then you're not simply being with your kids. You're being not that. Then
not like your parents were.
Or you're using your kids as a device to prove to your parents that you can do it better.
And they did it wrong.
And children do not respond well to being used as a device. And you will have a reaction that you will not like. We have a caller on the line. Let's take her. Alex, are you there?
Ariel and Chaya. Yes, I'm here. I'm calling from Switzerland.
Ah, Switzerland. What are you doing in Switzerland?
Yes, I'm on holiday here with my kids, very aptly, staying at my mother's, so it all rings very true what you've been talking about.
Oh, excellent.
Now, how many children do you have?
I have three children. My daughter, my oldest daughter, Elena, is 8, and my son is 6, and my youngest is 15 months.
Wow.
That's a nice spread.
And my oldest daughter, Elena, very often challenges me, and she, you know, gets very angry with me and says things like, I hate you, and, you know, I don't want you to be my mom.
Yes. Can I ask you a question about that?
Yes.
Did you do similar things with your mom, like challenge her?
No, not at all. I'm quite different from temperament, I think. I was always very placid as a child.
Uh-huh.
So how do you respond when she does that?
Well, sometimes, you know, I can see myself resisting a lot, you know. Sometimes I take it very personally, and I act like a child myself, you know.
That's very useful, you know.
Well, you know, kids are really interesting in that they absolutely know where your Achilles heel is, where your buttons are. And most parents want to be liked at the least and loved for sure.
Yes.
And so it is a excellent manipulative tool for a child to take away their love or express extreme displeasure.
Now, what that does is it gets your attention.
Yes, yes.
It really gets your attention, because then, even after it's over, you think, oh, my God, what have I done wrong that I produced this?
So it brings up a question for me, and first of all, is that when you're with her, if you're really being with her, or if you're distracted?
Yes, I guess most of the time I am distracted, because there's always something to do. Yes,
yes, but you see, Alex, what's really important is to give her attention when she's not calling for it.
Before she needs it.
Before she's reached a deficit that pulls on her to engage with you in a way that you don't like, but it certainly does get your attention.
Yes, yeah, totally. She can also get, when we're in a crowd, like in a either at school, or the other day we were at the airport, and I had to look after my little one who's just starting to walk and goes all over the place, and she gets very embarrassed in public. So she'll say, take her, and she gets panicky, and I find it quite hard to deal with it. Because
slow down for a second.
The big one who gets really panicky about, she's embarrassed by me, I think, you know. She says, don't speak English, speak German, or whatever I do is wrong, I think, basically.
I don't know if you can hear Shia trying to break. It may be one of these connections where you're not quite hearing him.
Right.
Yes.
Did you hear me try to talk to you a couple of times there?
Sorry?
Did you hear me try to talk to you a couple of times in there?
Yeah.
But it was more important to say what you were saying than what I might have to say. I got it.
Okay.
I'll tell you, that's probably part of the challenge, is you're so driving forward to get to where you want to get.
Yes.
Well, there's another thing. You said something that really caught my attention. You said your daughter said to you, take her.
Yes.
So my question is, did you hand your infant or toddler off on your 6-year-old daughter or 8-year-old daughter? I'm not sure.
8-year-old.
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 Yes.
So, you're expecting her to take care of the child. Now, this is very interesting, because I remember a workshop in Cambridge, England, that you attended, and you brought your baby, who was at that point only a few months old.
Yes.
And we enjoyed having the baby there, but something we noticed was that you'd hand the child off to people in the workshop so you
without
could,
looking to see if they were equipped to take over control of the child.
Okay.
It was like you were done with her for that moment, and you just abdicated responsibility because you wanted to come up and speak at the front, so you just, like, offloaded her.
Yeah.
But you didn't actually look at the person you handed her to.
And so I was left with, that's what happened in Cambridge, except you're doing it with your 8-year-old daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's not equipped for that.
You weren't operating in partnership with the adults. You're not actually operating in partnership with your eldest child.
So she gets frustrated and gets back at you.
Yeah, yeah.
And isn't, will you or can you, there's some demand that she must take the child.
And even if you need to demand, because I don't think it's a bad thing to give kids responsibilities, but if you're busy going somewhere...
Other than where you are.
Then it's like you don't actually look at her and say, here, can you take care of her for a few minutes? I need to get our tickets out for the plane.
Mm-hmm.
You just hand her over.
Yeah.
It really is mainly about slowing down just a little.
Yeah, listening will help.
Yeah.
See, rather than trying to say what you have to say, which is, it's rehearsed.
Yeah.
You know, you think it, you say it to yourself, and then you say it out loud.
Yeah.
Rather than slow down, Alex, you can't do this wrong.
Yeah.
We have another couple ideas of things that we'd like to talk to you about, but we need to go to a break now. Can you come back after the break?
Yes, I'll hold on. Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you.
We'll be back shortly. Come on back. And don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
By the way, if you want updates about the show and you want to know what we're up to, you can also find us on Facebook at Transformation Made Easy, or you can go to our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com, and you can join our email list. We'll send you out a weekly newsletter, and we have articles of the month. It's really quite wonderful, so join the community if you haven't already. Alex, you still there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. We have a question for you. There's something that we tell parents that is extremely powerful in child rearing, and I'm not sure if you've looked at it yet.
And that is, when your child or children are acting out in any way that is upsetting to you, it is important that you look and see what's happening in your relationship with your husband.
Yeah.
Because if you guys are in good shape, as in operating as a team, as in harmony, then your children, for the most part, will behave in an excellent manner.
If there's stress between you and your partner, or you're just lost in a daily bicker that you didn't catch, your kids will reflect it because they are very sensitive to pressures and discord in the family unit.
And they will act out for apparently no reason, and they'll act out because somehow they are trying to save their family unit.
Yeah.
And so if they become the problem, the parents then focus on the child as the child is the problem, not that the child is problematic as a reflection of the condition of the relationship.
Yeah.
And it's an odd strategy for a child, but it really is true that a child will become the identified problem so that the parents have a combined goal.
Right, something they can work on together.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have friends, Mac and Alan,
In Connecticut,
their son Zach, when they first came to our first workshop, Zach was in his mom's belly. She was very pregnant with him, and
he's graduating college now.
Yeah, tells us how long we waited. And this is something they really wrestled with, Alex, because it's just so important to think that it's you, and to start to recognize that it's you and your husband. And for them, it was something really important for them. They got to the point where they would go into the kitchen if one or the other of the kids were in a crabby mood or acting up or doing something, and they'd say, okay, what's going on with us? And when they sorted it out, instantaneously,
without them even having to deal with the child would transform.
Yeah.
Now, I know that you and your husband spend a great deal of the time in different countries. Your jobs take you different places. I know that there are people listening right now who are divorced or single parents, but we'll talk about divorce in particular. It's really important that you work with your mate to have allied front or a harmonious way of relating, even if you're no longer together, which is the case, I'm sure, of some of our listeners, in order to create a stable environment for the child.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's true.
I think you may have missed that when Elena is acting up, that you may have extra friction between you and your husband during those times.
Yes, definitely.
And I want to underline something Shia said because it's so strong and so profound, but I'm sure people just heard it in the flow of our conversation. Mac and Ellen's kids would transform without Mac and Ellen having to address the, quote, problem behavior a lot of the time when the two of them got in sync.
Well, one year we were doing a course in Costa Rica, and Amy and Andy, close friends of ours, brought their then 2-year-old son, Alex. So this is about 6 years ago because he's 8 now.
And he was throwing his Cheerios.
He was a little monster, and we took Amy and Andy away from the table, and we spoke to them. And we said, you guys are competing to be the better parent. And they looked, and they realized that they were in competition. And that was all it took. When we came back to the table, that child had transformed. Alex was behaving like a perfect little gentleman.
Yeah.
Shocking. It was shocking. But it was so clear.
He was taking his napkin, he was folding it on his lap, and he was 2. But he instantaneously responded.
Because children are responders to the psyche of their parents. If their parents are upset, the children behave in upsetting ways.
And particularly when they're younger. When they're older, they're a little more cooked, and they're totally capable of acting out all on their own. But when you have kids this young, I would really look to you and your husband first.
Yeah, definitely. No, I think you're really right there. Elena was quite young when I moved to Germany, and she was the one who was when I moved to London, and he was probably the one who consciously experienced it the most, or more than her younger brother, definitely. And so she kind of eased off with a lot of friction, I think, me and my husband.
Well,
she may be more sensitive to it.
Yeah, but I would not worry about past events as causal agents in how she's behaving now. I'd look to the current moment, what's happening in your lives in the current moment, rather than try to figure out what happened in the past.
Because, again, when Shia said earlier that it's an anthropological approach and not psychological, most of us are trained to look back at what we did or didn't do to see what's happening with our kids now.
Right.
Rather than look in real time.
Right. And if you look back, you'll find things, but they may not be accurate. And the only way you'll know if what you found was accurate is if the behavior or the problem clears up. If it doesn't, then you just have an idea. Not an accurate idea either of why things are the way they are.
And the other thing in what you just said about how you moved and she moved with you and she was the most cognizant of the move, you're on a very short, slippery slope before you start blaming yourself for having done something wrong.
The guilt trip.
You're just on the edge of kicking in. Can you feel it?
Yes, totally, yeah.
That's great.
I think that is a big issue between me and my husband, that he's still not happy with me having moved away from Germany. That is there as well, that issue of me blaming myself as well, yeah.
Well, and then what would feed into it more perfectly than that is her, Elena, having displeasure with you because you're just the bad, wrong mom.
You're the one who took her away from her daddy.
Yeah.
You know, so this is quite normal, even though your circumstances are unique.
The other thing is, when you say that your husband has a problem with you moving away, it doesn't sound like you're also resolved about it either, that there's really some conflict going on in you. But if it were really flat in you, it wouldn't be showing up elsewhere.
Yeah. No, that's true. Yeah, I haven't resolved it either, yeah.
Well, I know you're in Switzerland right now, but as long as you mainly live in London, you may as well be kind to yourself about what you're doing. It's clear you're doing your very best.
But I want to say something that Ariel just said. It is that you be kind to yourself because you're absolutely exactly where you're supposed to be in your life in this current moment. You've done nothing wrong. Everything has been determined. And how we know that is you've done everything you've done, and you didn't do anything else, so you had to do what you did. That's the second principle, going back in time.
Will you be back in London in time for the May 3rd international call?
Yes, I am, definitely, yes.
Excellent. We look forward to speaking to you there. And also, we know you're coming to Cambridge in July for the workshop there.
Yes, I am. Yes,
people are
really
coming.
Looking forward to that.
Me too. People are coming from all over the world. And, you know, Cambridge is beautiful.
It really is.
And we can find, by the way, inexpensive
lodging
for folks, but it's going fast. So if you want to come, you should join us soon. Alex, thank you for calling in today, really.
Well, thanks very much for giving me such a great talk.
You're so welcome, and we look forward to speaking to you again soon. We get to see you in New York, too, because you're coming for BEA and come to the Monday. So.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, great.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome, darling. Bye.
Bye.
We're going to be taking a break now, but we'll be back. We have more to go, and we actually have another caller who's been patiently holding. So come on back, and don't miss
being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being
Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Hey, a couple things. Just heard the ad about the Premium Excellence Club. It is really terrific. We get such great feedback from people who get a chance to see videos of people transforming each week in their inbox. And we watch them, and we watch them after they've already been, we've recorded them with people for some time ago, and we forget what we talked about with these folks, and we transform right along with the videos.
Well, you know, when Ariel says that you watch people transform, we're talking about literally transforming before your eyes, where they go from having things that are disturbing or upsetting in their lives to discovering peace and well-being in the current moment.
It really is instantaneous transformation.
In an instant.
So,
right.
By the way, Transformational Time and Project Management is in about 10 days from now in New York City. You are invited. In June, we're also doing a course on intimacy. And I can't tell you, I know that parents can lose intimacy because kids are big interrupters to that. So, you know, please, you're invited. We have one last thing before we take our patiently waiting caller. I just want to do a shout out to Ray in Toronto, who made it down to Manhattan this week to Monday Night Alive, and Tazia in Singapore, who also made it to Monday Night Alive. She's flying home today, and Cheryl and friends in Hong Kong. We thought we'd kind of span the world.
Right, span the world.
Hey, are you there, Joe? Joe?
I'm in. Hello?
Oh, there you are. Hi, thanks for being so patient.
Oh, no problem. It was great to hear you speak with Alex.
Oh, thank you. So what are you calling in for, Joe?
Well, it's kind of interesting because I thought, well, I wanted to ask a question about my kids. And then when I first tuned into the show, like the first thing I think you said was, This approach is about leaving things alone, you know, and you don't have to work on it. And I thought, oh, okay. Because when I leave things alone with my kids, I'm relaxed. I'm okay.
But when you disagree with any aspect of how they're relating to you,
or how they're living their lives, because your kids are grown, right?
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm having a little trouble hearing.
Your children are grown up, yes?
Yeah, they're adults.
Right.
So if you resist how they're living their lives or how they're relating to you in any way, they actually get your attention.
Uh-huh.
It's an early strategy played forward in adult reality in a way that does not support them in having an optimal life. If you resist how they're living their life, you lock them in place to keep living that way.
Okay.
Do you need us to say that again?
I heard you.
No, really, because what happens is kids get so used to pretending they're independent by doing the opposite of what their parents want, that if you resist something, they get mileage from it. If you don't resist it, then they're left with choosing that lifestyle or not.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's very cool.
I remember once Shia telling me about how when he was a young person, and quite young person, he went to a therapist once and brought his parents.
Well, I was around 18 at the time.
And he was going to show them, you know, they were doing a bad job. And he chain smoked the whole time he was in the therapist office because it drove his parents crazy. They hated it.
Right.
But he didn't want to smoke that much. It got him attention. It got him mileage. It got, there was some payoff in it. Had they not cared, he probably would have put it out.
Right.
So, you know, and here's the other thing. You want your children to like you.
Yes.
This gives them a weapon. Because if you don't behave, they take their love away the way they want, as if they know what's better for you than you. They take their love away, so you'll feel bad. See, Joe, if you're going to be a parent, you're a parent, not a friend.
Right.
And occasionally, you can be friends with your kids.
But only when they decide to grow up.
That's right. If they want to play child and punish you for not doing what they want you to do or for doing what you do, then you can't be a friend to that.
Right. That's so true. That's really true.
So it really doesn't matter if they're 8 years old or 38 years old or 48 years old. You know, they will do things to get your attention.
And look, most people are incomplete with their parents. And if you're incomplete with your parents, you bring that to every relationship that you have in life. So it's very difficult to have a functioning, well-balanced life if you're incomplete with one or the other of your parents.
Well, let's take me as an example.
Oh, I like taking you as an example.
I have a really lovely relationship with my parents. I really like them, and I consider them both friends. Now, if you rewind my life back a number of years, I didn't like them. I didn't consider them friendly. I was trying to figure out how I could get them to be less annoying, how to fix them. I have to tell you, my parents have not changed. I've grown up. And I think that you, in a certain respect, as a parent to adult children, one of the things that my parents have done really well is they've been willing to witness how I go about my life rather than to try and change how I'm going about my life.
Now, there was a time that they tried to change how Ariel was going about her life, and that was not a comfortable time in anybody's life, Ariel's or theirs, because if you resist something, it produces dissatisfaction.
And so I guess all three of us grew up, and if I include Shia, all four of us grew up. We stopped trying to change them, and they stopped trying to change us.
And so if you really love your kids, you'll allow them to be exactly as they are and exactly as they're not.
Joe, you know we have two kids. I just am curious, how much do you care what kind of house they live in?
Our kids.
Wait, what kind of what?
House. Our children, our houses, our children live in.
I don't really care.
And how much do you care whether or not they're in a great relationship?
Yeah, not real. I mean, yes and no. You know, of course I care, but not.
No, you don't.
No, you don't care.
Not really. How much? You don't care how much money my kids make. You don't care where they live, how they live. You know, if we said, well, some of them, one of them wasn't doing well, you might go, oh, wow, that's too bad. But you've personalized your kids.
Yes, yeah, so but for your kids, you care.
Right.
And so you want the most for them or the best for them. The problem is, if you want it, they take it away.
So it's not about not caring. It's about suspending your desires for them and allowing them
to live their lives.
Okay.
And that
is we're going to end the show with.
We're going to end the show with that because it's perfect. It's about allowing your children or your parents to live their lives.
Not the life you would prefer.
Right.
Hey, thanks for being here. We'll be back next week. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.